This is J. Sumitha Hudson, and this is the very first audio boo for the Applied Buddhism podcast. It has now moved to this format, and I think this will work out for everybody. And the topic today is Mr. Slater, the flight attendant for JetBlue, who had a blowout of his own on the tarmac, and lost his cool, and then lost his job, and then lost his freedom as he was arrested by the federal police. So, what happened? He got angry. We all get angry, but he didn't deal with it appropriately. And one of the reasons he didn't is because he didn't understand what was going on with his own body and his own mind, and which would enable him to deal with the stress that he was dealing with. So how does Buddhism apply practically to dealing with situations like he had? Well, the first thing is to understand where this anger comes from. And everything comes down to survival. We have a fight-or-flight syndrome, a process in our body, and this is what we use to protect ourselves. When we feel fear, we click in the flight portion. When we fear, we fear a sense of anger, we kick in the fight portion of our body, and it triggers different parts of the brain and different parts of the body, and different things happen. So, in Buddhism, we have three poisons: aversion, clinging, and delusion. And we're going to talk about, if you have clinging, you have a concept that you want the universe to turn out a very specific way. And when the universe fails to meet your expectations, there is stress. And that stress turns to frustration, and that frustration kicks in the fight processes, and you get angry, and you want to regain control. Saber-toothed tiger comes into the cave, and you kick in the universe doesn't work out the way you want. You kick in the fight portion of your brain, and you fight off the saber-toothed tiger, regain control of your universe, and then you get to live to eat another day. When you have the aversion aspect of the world, when you have fear, you would think that you wouldn't get angry, right? Your fear, you're trying to avoid things. Well, again, it's stress. And at a certain point, when you're running away from a saber-toothed tiger chasing you, you realize that you just can't run anymore, or you just can't get away from them, and your body clicks over. Goes to the fight mode. The same thing happens. When you feel enough stress, when you've avoided something enough that you can't take it anymore, your body will snap and turn that frustration and stress into anger. And that's one of the things that happened with this gentleman right here, was that whatever stress he was having switched from his avoidance of the stress into a processing of anger in the fight mode. Was it an avoidance, though? Well, there's three poisons, and the third poison is delusion. The delusion of ego, the delusion of being, the delusion that a world should be a certain way. When we create a moral code, a sense of what is appropriate and inappropriate, that we have a special worth and should be treated in a very specific manner. And when the universe does not treat our delusions of the way the universe should be, then we feel stress. And we won't even see that stress because we're not using fight or flight. Now, anybody that studied psychology knows that there's actually a fight, flight, or freeze portion. You know, you ever see a doe in the headlights, it stops as its first response. That is what this is, in a sense. You know, we will just avoid and feel the frustration. We don't avoid it, we just sit with it. So our ego is being assaulted, and we are suffering. So the trick is to not have your ego, and to understand the purpose of your anger so you can dissect it and let it go. So there, the very first audio boo for Applied Buddhism. Go see us at www.appliedbuddhism.com.